So now, after hearing that, we find ourselves feeling a little anxious for the hardy British expatriates who have chosen to live among us. We're supposed to have a special relationship with these people, but when they come to the States to live, is it frankly bad for their health? We decided to do our own highly unscientific survey by calling up some Brits to find out if they're feeling okay. Our first subject, Kelvin Williams. He was reassuring.
I feel quite fit after nearly 4 years in the States. My blood pressure is average, no signs of headaches.
Williams teaches geography at the British School in Washington, D.C. We ask him for a full medical report.
No muscle aches apart from the occasional weekend where there's been too much shopping. Well, I think my skin's in good condition.
Other British expats assured us they were in excellent health despite many years in the U.S., though they did agree that life is more stressful here than back home. Camilla Hellman is president of the British Memorial Garden Trust. She's kept a full schedule for the past 9 years.
I never did breakfast meetings in England. You know, the British, when they come over here, are always amazed that we're up so early and at our desk, and we work much later. And, you know, you always feel bad if you take a holiday for more than a few days. Whereas in Europe, they're much more driven by the holidays, aren't they?
Here in the States, we're much more driven by our cars and made fatter by them, says writer and public radio broadcaster Sue Ellicott. She lived in the States 15 years, where she says she saw more big portions and more big people than anywhere else in the world. These days, she splits her time between the UK and the US.
I was in LA last week. I drove around for 3 or 4 days trying to do errands. I felt myself getting wider and wider as I was driving around. But in London, I don't worry about that. I'm lugging my groceries up 2 or 3 flights of stairs into my apartment. That must count for something.
Sue Ellicott says, of course, Londoners eat junk food and sit on the sofa like everyone else, but maybe they feel healthier because they're less stressed out about their bad habits, she says. Americans, to put it bluntly, have to relax. Everyone we talked to said that, and the expat who said it best was a Scotsman, Angus McIndoe.
I think the general recommendation that people should chill out a little bit more, and yep, I think that's found its way into the Scottish vocabulary. Chill out for a wee while.
Angus McIndoe chills out a wee bit each day in New York City, where he owns and runs a restaurant called Angus McIndoe. By the way, he says except for bad allergies that flare up every spring, his health has never been better. You can find out how Americans compare with the English on 7 major diseases at npr.org.